Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We're very soon going to celebrate his 18th anniversary as a hanging out member of the Brain Trust here with us. And he's Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He's the author of a number of books, something under a billion white papers and articles, very important research and reporting on the regulatory state, and often testifying before Congress, which we're going to talk about in just a minute. Wayne Cruz, welcome back to the show.
Thanks a lot. Now I can't get my head through the door.
Exactly. Hey, Wayne, you testified a lot recently before Congress. Tell us about what they asked you and what you said.
Well, you know, we've been on the show together talking about the 10,000 commandments reports and numbers of regulations and numbers of guidance documents and all those sorts of things coming out of the federal agencies. And they've taken a new interest in regulation on the Hill. This year, in the House budget resolution, and you know the budget resolutions aren't binding law. It's after the president sends up his budget.
Right.
The Congress responds with its resolution, and then they go through the cycle during the year. But for the first time ever, Jim, the House budget resolution this year had a statement of principles on regulatory budgeting that took up about 8 or 10 pages in the budget resolution.
Hmm.
And it went through, and I think this might be a teeing up for a future, which is potentially risky, but a future where they're talking about looking more closely at dynamic scoring, you know, looking and saying, well, if you do a tax cut, you don't necessarily lose money to the federal treasury, but by ripple effects, you can make people better off and federal funds grow.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly with regulation, you know, regulation, if we see it as a weight on jobs, and, you know, we've talked about it so much, about the impact of regulation on small business and large business and people.
So are you saying that they're doing the regulatory equivalent of dynamic scoring for regulations?
They're at the very ground level on it. And so what happens...
I believe in dynamic scoring.
Yeah.
For taxes.
Well, this is the first time they've ever talked about it in a federal budget resolution, which was really interesting. And since I'd written a lot on the topic before and had spoken on it and whatnot, there was a hearing back in July on introduction to federal regulatory budgeting in the House Budget Committee. And I was one of the people there testifying. There was someone from...
How would that work? How would dynamic scoring for regs work?
Well, it's not that...
Would this be a precursor to sunsetting?
It could be, because what they're talking about is not... I've always said you don't want the agencies, the foxes guarding the hen houses, counting their own benefits of regulation. So I said any federal regulatory budget has to forbid agencies from calculating benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Benefits are what Congress needs to have had in mind before it passed enabling legislation in the first place, or something on the order of that. Congress has to sign off on what agencies do.
Mm-hmm.
So the federal regulatory budget would just be... the EPA ought to be allotted such and so that it can impose on the economy, and Congress will make these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Labor could be allotted, the Food and Drug Administration, the Department of Health and Human Services could be allotted, and you divide things up that way. And I recommended small experiments in this. It's risky to try to bite off more than they can chew, because they can end up saying, well, you know how now if you don't pay taxes, it's tax expenditure, you know, on mortgage deduction and so forth.
Exactly.
And they're giving you a benefit if they're not taxing you. Well, I'm worried about them doing the same thing. Well, if you're not subject to regulation, that's a benefit to you. You have to be careful.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You have to look at things like you talk about sunsetting a lot.
Wayne, they live in a bizarro world.
I know. That's the problem.
See, that's the thing. You and I think logically, and they live in a bizarro world.
Yeah, their heads couldn't fit through because they're square. So.
Right, that's exactly right.
but basically, I'm just what I was advising in the House Budget Committee was start small, do some experimentations. Look at, there's new Senator Mike Lee legislation.
Right.
There's new legislation that Marco Rubio had proposed on regulatory budgeting. Both are on the right track, and they say, well, let CBO experiment over the next few years in coming up with an aggregate cost estimate. You know how I use an aggregate baseline of $1.9 trillion.
Right.
But other people are way higher than me. Mercatus has got a $4 trillion. These Dawson and Cedar guys, they say if we hadn't regulated like we've done for the since 1950, instead of our GDP being $18 trillion like it is now, it would be $56
trillion. Right.
Okay,
I don't
make those kinds of claims, right?
Right.
But I do have a baseline number, and I say, you know, 1.8. And I say if they're going to experiment with regulatory budget, $1.8 trillion a year,
yeah.
which is half the level of federal spending itself. So it's still a huge, huge number, but it's just my baseline based on a lot of government
documents. That's the regulatory expense, folks, that you and I are paying. That's what I was talking about earlier in the hour. You know what your rent is, you know what your taxes are, but do you know what regulations are costing you? Well, divide you into $1.8 trillion, that's what it is. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Wayne Cruz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.